Who's a really good speller? You're a good speller? Anybody else? One's a good speller? Only the resource people here are good spellers? Because they've done the spelling strategy, right? Okay. Lance, you're a good speller? You're okay? Anyone else a good speller? You're a good speller? All right. Lance has already been up. Why don't you come up, Horacio? Is Spanish or English your first language?
I think Spanish was for a few years, but English is pretty strong too.
Where did you go to grade school? Did you go to Spanish?
Houston. English.
Houston. English. Okay. Irma, you went to a grade school in Mexico?
Yes. Okay.
Did they have spelling as a subject?
Not really.
No.
No. Really.
Everybody.
Wrong with
that. Right. So everybody who went to grade school in an English school, remember spelling class? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in English we have spelling class. And other languages like Spanish, you don't, because it's phonetic. Mm-hmm. But English is not phonetic, and that's why it can be difficult to spell. In fact, I think it's like 50% phonetic. So you've got a, yeah, you got a 1 in 2 shot that you can sound out a word and get it right and spell it right. But it's we've borrowed so much from other languages that there's just no way. I mean, even phonics itself, PH, you know, okay. Yeah. It's a complicated language, and like I said, there's a 1 out of 2 shot that you'll get it right by sounding it out. So let's take an easy word. So, and go ahead and look out here so they can see where your eyes move. So you want to pay attention to his eyes and spell ice.
I-C-E.
Okay. Spell icicle.
I-C-L-E.
Spell it again.
I-C-I-C-L-E.
Yeah, okay. What'd you notice he did with his eyes? Well, he did one thing. It was quick, but he did one thing. Right when he started to spell it, he stopped. And he looked down. Okay.
Okay.
We'll get to that in a second. So let's, you know what terroir is? It's and it's wine terminology to mean like the terrain. It's a French word, so that basically where the weather is, where the
T-E-R-R-O-I-R, terroir.
Good, all right.
I know a little bit of French too.
Okay, cool.
Terroir.
Okay, so go ahead and look straight ahead. Watch his eyes closely. Spell prestidigitation.
P-R-E-S-T-A-D-I-G-I. T A T I O N or C I O N at the end.
Okay. So I'm not a very auditory person. He went too fast for me to check his work, and I was trying to look at his eyes. I don't think you were right, though.
Prestidigitation. P R E S T. Presta. A. Digitation. D I G I. Digitation. T A C I O N. Or T-I-O-N.
You only got one letter wrong.
But the C or the T, right?
No, when the presta digia, you're using an A and it's an I. So like, no, presta. It sounds like presta, but it's actually an I instead of an A.
You said that the first
It's because I'm saying presta digitación, that's why. I'm just doing that for Aaron.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Just kidding.
Okay, let's see. What about Connecticut?
The state? State?
Yeah, state.
C-O-N-N-E. I know this is, I'm going to say C-U-T, but I know it's wrong. C-O-N-N-E-C-T. I don't know, I'm lost. I can't picture it.
Okay.
It's, wait. If I wrote it, I might be able to get it. But that one's called, I can't get that one.
Okay. So what he's kind of demonstrating is part of the spelling strategy, but he's stopped and he's not moving forward. So basically the spelling strategy is good spellers will see the word, and as they're going through it, like just like Horacio was doing, if it's something doesn't look right, they will check with their feelings. They'll look down, and he did that both times, except for the ones he was certain of. He just went and said and spelled it out. But with this one, with Connecticut, he stops, he went down, he just knew it wasn't right, but he couldn't recall what it was. So in general, a good spelling strategy, what they found about good spellers was they would see the word, and as they were going through it and spelling it out, if something didn't look right, they would check with their feelings. And sometimes even if they weren't going so much by whether or not it looked right, they just kept going back and forth and checking their feelings, so looking down and checking if it was familiar or not. And they did studies on this with, they took a group of kids and who were not very good spellers and taught them the strategy, and it was amazing the results they had with it. So, thank you.
Okay.
Is that a visual strategy?
It's visual and kinesthetic. So it's VK, VK, VK. And that's another strategies, what we're looking for are the representational systems they're using. And so a good spelling strategy is going to go back and forth from V, K, V, K, V, K. And that's, so the V is, or the tote, the V is the visual, you're seeing it, and you know what it's supposed to look like. And the operation is, if it doesn't look right, you're going into the operation, to the feeling to say, okay, well, where do I change this? And then you come back up to test it again, and what you're seeing is what I'm seeing right, and you keep cycling through that, test, operate, until you've got what you're looking for, and then you exit out of it. All right.
So I was sounding it out.
Oh, you were sounding it out too? Okay. So.
I was chunking it up and sounding it out.
Okay. And that might have been what got you into trouble with Connecticut, because that's part of, well, in English anyway, sounding it out is not a very good strategy, because if it's 50% phonetic, again, you have a 1 in 2 shot that you're going to be right by sounding it out. So typically bad spellers, well, before we go into that, does anybody hear a bad speller and willing to come up here? Come on, it's just, nobody's going to. I think we have a lot of negative feelings about spelling class when they were in grade school. Not one person? No?
No, okay, me.
Are you a bad speller?
Bad?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course?
Yeah.
One of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's start with something easy.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead and look out here so they can see your eyes. Okay. How about treasure?
Okay. T R E A S U R E.
Okay, great. So what did you notice she was doing? What is this?
Very kinesthetic.
Very kinesthetic. So that's actually a pretty good strategy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And English is not your first language, so, you know, she's doing quite well for that. Let's try another one. Let's try something a little bit harder.
Okay.
Tricycle.
Okay. T-R-I-C-Y-C-L-E.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. So I also noticed she was looking down into her left a little bit. So I think you were probably saying the word to yourself a few times. Okay.
Yeah. And also see Larry was saying the word. Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. You were giving it away.
No, I mean, he's doing on the same time like me. Like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to confirm that I'm doing right.
Okay.
To look at him like, oh, yeah.
All right. So I guess that's fair.
I'll try to be.
No, it's okay.
Yeah,
but I'm doing my
hand. Okay. So are you starting to understand kind of how the strategies work? So she's accessing the kinesthetic. She's not necessarily looking down into her right, but she's still accessing the kinesthetic with her hand. But she's obviously seeing. You can see her eyes tracking back and forth over the word. So thank you.
All right.
So she has a good strategy, and anybody know the longest word in the Oxford English Dictionary that's a non-technical term, meaning it's not like a science word? Close. There's one word that is one letter longer than that. No, it's not. So my journey with spelling is I used to read a lot when I was a kid. So I'm visually seeing the words. So I was a really good speller when I was a kid. And then computers came along. Well, they were along at that time, but Microsoft Word and the spell check. And so my spelling got really bad. And then came NLP. And so I can now spell the longest word in the Oxford English Dictionary. Oh. Floxen nosen nihili pillification. Yeah. Yes. I think it's only been used like officially once in a parliament. One of the politicians got up and used it. And it's actually pulling different Latin words together. And it just means something trivial. Floxa nosa nihai pillification. Yeah. And I did this within, actually I did this last night. I was not, I knew I wanted to put this up there because I liked the word, but I didn't know how to spell it. So I looked it up, used a spelling strategy, and I was able to write it out just now. Haven't practiced it other than just running it through the strategy one or two times. That's how effective this strategy is. Okay. All right. So poor spelling strategies, you can look in your book. They talk about poor spelling strategies. So trying to spell auditorily for the reasons we've already talked about. English is only half phonetic. So you're likely not to get it right if you're trying to sound it out. Another one is to begin with a bad feeling. So if you start off kinesthetically and it's a negative sort of kinesthetic feeling, which probably comes from childhood, probably comes from being in spelling class and not being able to get it right because your teacher is constantly telling you to sound it out, sound it out, sound it out, and you can't sound it out because it's not phonetic. And then you feel bad about yourself and you take that into adulthood, and then anytime you go to spell something, you immediately access that negative feeling and then it kind of shuts you down. So math, the same thing. Yeah. So starting with a bad state, trying to sound it out, and what they call creative spelling. So if somebody goes to spell something and they're constantly looking into their construct, how they construct things, then they're not remembering what the word looked like. They're trying to put it together as they go, and which is similar to sounding it out. You're constructing it. So it's amazing how quick and simultaneous it was. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Dutch originally, there's still a lot of words in the English language that I have never seen before, but I can construct them because I know how the English works. So in that sense, it may work with the visual construction.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be your best shot.
And then I can check, well, okay, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but, you know, what are you using to construct it?
What was that?
Visual construct.
Right.
I mean, visual remember.
What I already know from other languages, like French, like Spanish, like Latin, I mean, because English is made up of so many different languages that I already know. So there's I can construct the English word out of what I already know, and
that's
then you get back into it, remember.
Yeah.
So if you never heard the word, how would you know when you use it or context?
If somebody asked me to spell it.
Oh, I see.
Would depend on if you were in England or here.
So basically what Kevin is saying, you either need to learn like five or six Latin derived languages, or you can learn the spelling strategy. So, up to you.
It's
connect.
Connect,
and then
connect,
I
really visualize it enough to figure it out. But like if I wrote it three times, I'd figure it out.
Yeah. So in learning this, that's why I was looking for a poor speller. She's obviously not a poor speller, but we could put a big word up there, have them look at it, and then have them rehearse it, and then actually see if they could spell it. But nobody volunteered to be a poor speller. So. I can take it home and look at it and try it out. But it's extremely effective. Okay.
Now, people that kind of combine words, you know, they make up like a new word.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense. That's what's interesting. A lot of times it'll make sense even though it's not a real word. It's like a strategy for them to do that, though.
Mm-hmm. Like happenstance?
Yeah. Things like, yeah, where they, you know, combine the words or whatever.
And I'm not sure what...
I'm not sure. Well, I'm just wondering if that's like a form of strategy for them.
Well, all behavior is going to be rooted in a strategy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always going to be a strategy to it. So
yeah.
you could model that and see what that strategy is.
Next
one. Comments? Okay.